different.
But yeah, no, it didn't. You, both of them are doing the same thing. Yeah. But yeah, but if you say if you're talking to one or reading about any of them, you'll notice that they will say this high class call girl. Mm-hmm. Then they the call girl is really making big money. The prostitute, she's living pretty well, but when you get to the bottom line, you know where you're at.
The building where they, several of them might work, any name for that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, now...
well, they probably wouldn't actually have a house of them.
Well, yeah, but I don't mean too much. A lot of things are illegal, but I don't really mean too much. They might have a house, and that's what they would call it. Mm-hmm. Or to whoever house belongs to, they work out of.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of places called whorehouses, but that was when mm-hmm. all of them lived in one place and the men went to see them. Mm-hmm. But see, now, during my area, I think more or less you were called to come and go to.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, until I went to Washington, I never even seen anybody stand on the street and hustle. I didn't believe, I read about it. I didn't believe it, but I saw it.
Yeah. In fact, I was in a big city for someone too.
I never, you know, they could be a district here that people work at. But I mean, if it is, they probably work at a hotel, but I've never seen them just what you say, stand on the street and solicit. And then I have read in the paper where they have been arrested for soliciting, but I have...
Most of them seem to be at the massage parlor.
Uh-huh. Are they wherever they, I don't know where they, live or how they manage this, because you could, they solicit from cars or whatever, I don't know, because I've never seen it here.
The manager of a group of prostitutes, any name for him?
Yeah, they have to have a pimp. the what they call their main man.
Yeah, that's a term I hadn't really heard until, I didn't know until I was up in age and mm-hmm. watching a lot of TV.
Yeah, well, you learn TV has really brought the outside world in.
Our next question is about names for different drugs and things that the illegal thing that some people smoke.
I don't know why they then keeps playing another thing. Go ahead.
The illegal drug that some people might smoke.
Marijuana.
Ever heard any other names that
yeah.
you use for that?
Joint, have you got a joint man? Have you got any skag? J's.
Mm-hmm.
That is just for one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about the harder drugs that you might hear of? What kinds of other kinds of harder?
I don't know. I've never been around anybody that really used hard drugs, so I mean, it could be a name, I could have read them, but it doesn't mean anything to me, so I don't try to retain that. But I know that when they use heroin, they call it something, if you got a hit, but then a hit could be some of anything. Just whatever your crowd uses, then that could be a hit, so I wouldn't say that it would be. I've heard heroin called the monkey on your back, but I don't know if you and I were both users, then maybe we would have a term for it. But just being around people, I don't really truly know about it.
Talking about a user, somebody who is hooked on it, what would you call him?
Just what you said, somebody that's hooked on, or more or less users, that's, you know,
yeah.
And they say, well,
he's kind of like an addict.
Yeah, he's an addict, or he's, if you,